is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Ty Haberling. Ty, you grew up in the Tri-Cities, so let's start by learning about where you grew up, what schools you went to, what you were involved in as a kid, things like that.
Yeah, I was one of the few that was born and raised here, I think. And school-wise, I hit quite a few of them. I remember Fruitland for kindergarten, and I went between Westgate and Edison for grade school. Found my way to Highlands, and then I'm a Kamiokan Brave. And so that's the schooling story.
What got you interested into financial planning?
Really, my dad. Probably somewhere around 15, 16, I started watching what he was doing. And so he sold insurance and mutual funds. And he worked with a lot of small businesses and families. And during my summer year of after graduating from high school, I worked with him right before I went to college. And thought, this is something that I'm really interested in.
So in 1983, you founded Haberling & Associates. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to open your own independent office rather than join like a national brokerage, something like that?
I would say I was thinking about this the other day when someone asked me, and I'd say it was a cause thing, in that today's generation you hear about environment and social justice and those types of things. And I think in my time back when I was out of college, my cause was financial freedom, in the sense that I felt like people should have an advisor that really put their interests first. And I know this sounds a little bit holistic, but I just didn't see that alignment with the real large companies. And I felt like the only way that I could deliver the type of service that I felt that was required was pretty much to do it on my own.
Did you start in the business on your own, or did you start at a national company or something like
no.
that?
No. Age 23, right out of college, I got licensed. Fortunately, my dad still had his office, so he had room for me to have some space in there, and I put my shingle out. And, it was a pretty slow 5 years. How many people want to trust a 23-year-old with their wealth? But I ran a pretty tight budget being single. And over time, I think people sensed that I wasn't going anywhere. If I could share a quick funny story with you.
Yeah, we'd love that.
That had a family friend that, known me forever. And it had to have been about 6-7 years after out of college, he came to me and he said, "Hey, Ty, I'd like you to help me with some of my investing, And I said, "Well, Chuck, why now?" And he says, "There's three things you got going for you." He says, "You got married, and you bought a house, and you got a hunting dog, and you're not going anywhere."
So you had to build that trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Or people had to see that you were seasoned.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I remember similar thing early in real estate, because it's starting at 25, 26. Mm-hmm. I felt the same thing. I felt I need to do a little bit more so people trust that I can help them with that type of purchase.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Ty Haberling right after these messages.